and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hola! Sanu! Welcome to the Wonder Lost Wonder segment of the See the World with Ajala Nene. And you know, this is where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way beyond. And today, our spotlight is IITA Forest Reserve. Now, guys, this is a nature lover's paradise. The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, popularly known as IITA, is an award-winning research center for development institutes with the main purpose of bettering lives through agriculture. As you guys know, food is very important to man's life. They have branches all over Nigeria and Africa, but IITA Ibadan in Oyo State is their headquarters. So what can you do at IITA? One, you can have activities such as nature walks, as you learn about all kinds of plants and animals. You know, it's an agricultural place. Then you can join the local bird watching community. They love to watch the birds and take pictures. And if you're a bird lover, definitely you should do this. And then the IITA Lake. Ah, it's one of the best places to explore at IITA. It's a man-made lake where both staff of IITA and visitors go fishing in their boats and their kayaks. It's a peaceful place and so serene, a perfect place to relax and even have a picnic. Need a getaway from the busy buzziness of the city life? Then book a night or more at their guest house and enjoy a tranquiling experience. Ready for our guest for today? Join us now. Welcome everyone, welcome to our guest section of the See the World with Ajala Nene. And today I have one of our young budding travel influencers here in Nigeria. Her name is Odenike Oresonya, right? Yeah. Also known as Hey Nike. That's what she's known as on Instagram and social media. She's a travel influencer and content creator with over 50+K on Instagram. She inspires people to live their best lives and discover the beauty of God's green earth. Having traveled to all the 36 states in Nigeria, including our capital, FCT, she is an advocate for Nigerian tourism, showcasing known and unknown travel destinations in Nigeria through her content, and is keen on changing the negative narration surrounding Nigeria. Nike, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. You. All right, so let's get straight to the interview. How did you get here? Why the tourism travel industry? What inspired you? I like that. Going way back.
Okay, I usually say that I did not find travel, it found me.
Okay.
So I kind of stumbled into it during my NYSC period.
Okay.
I was posted to Akwa Ibom. Because I had a job in Lagos, I didn't want to go, so I tried to redeploy. And I only could get Oyo State. So that's how I was in Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
And then my impression kind of changed, because what Lagosians usually think, or what they thought at that time, I think they are better now, is that Ibadan was just brown roofs, you know, local people, there's no civilization.
Mm.
So when I got there and I saw how chill it really was, how it was like a mini Lagos, but without the stress.
All the buzzle buzzy.
Yes. So I felt like I found my place and I did not want to like come to Lagos anymore.
That Are you serious?
So, but while I now decided to stay, because I still plan to ghost it even when they gave me the bad, I still planned, oh, I'll ghost it, I'll still come to Lagos. But when I felt like, ah, okay, this place, I can get somewhere within 5 minutes. I don't need to stress. Everywhere's just chill. So I felt like, okay, I found my place. And then people started were surprised that I did not want to come back to Lagos, mm-hmm. and they questioned my choices and they were like, ah, oh, they were sympathizing with me. And I was like, I should be sympathizing with you because I'm actually living. Yes. And they didn't believe me. So that was when I was like, okay, let me show these people. Mm-hmm. So when I go somewhere, I'll take pictures, I'll post it, I'm like, ah, is that Ibadan? Say, yes, that's Ibadan. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that just made me realize how much of a bubble Nigerians are, especially people in maybe Lagos, Abuja, or those bubbling cities. So they feel like there's nothing else apart from the city they are. So that was what brought that ginger to showcase and Dairy show ginger. People that there are other places. So from there, I went to Lumorog, and then I was like, okay, there's so much I have not seen, and I think I want to see more. And I just kept going from there.
If I may ask you, how old were you when you started doing all this? I'm asking that question on purpose because I want our guests to listen and learn.
How old was I? 2018. 20. Okay, I think I was 22.
So I'm asking that because at your age, I never really thought of exploring places.
Okay.
You know, and I'm an explorer. Right? It's in my 30s that I started saying, okay, let me even try. And it's interesting to see that you saw an opportunity to just, hey, let me show you guys what I'm doing. I started doing that like my late 20s, right? And I just want to inspire the people who are saying that travel is just it's far away.
I've made it.
You know, yeah. You can start where you are now. And the funny thing is that some of my other guests who are so young like you have actually said that they started doing the NYC. They too just went to somewhere, started posting, and from there they started exploring. All right, so I know you have like a travel business, or yes, if I put it that way.
Yes,
tell us more about it and why you started doing that.
Okay, so funny story. So I'm not a business person. I did not intend to start the travel business too. Right, so it was that Olumarok trip I wanted to do. So I posted on my WhatsApp status and I was like, I want to go to Olumarok. Who wants to come with me? Right, I just wanted like one or two people just so I'm not alone, because I'd never been there. And then next thing, my WhatsApp contacts were like, me. And before I knew it, there were like a lot of people. I'm like, oh my God, what have I put myself into? Then I had to create a group chat. And then at the end of the day, I had to now organize the trip. Wow. I had never been there, but I had to organize it for like 23 people.
Whoa.
So that was how it started. And the next thing, when is the next trip? I'm like, what? So so that's
so
how
it started.
They threw you into the business. They just threw me into the
business. What's your business called?
Fanatics.
Why do you use that word?
Okay, so I just changed them. Fanatics are people that are crazy about I think it's religion or something. Being fanatical. So yeah, so I changed it to fun. So people that are like, you know, very crazy about fun, because that was the vibe I got when you were like, oh, when are we going to do the next trip?
So what inspired you to say you want to visit all the 30 states in Nigeria? Like, yes. Girl, you lived my dream. I'm still going to do that. This 16. You lived my dream. So what inspired you to do that?
Okay, I did not plan that too.
Ah, that one's not too much. Lord.
So you know, the more you go, the more you want to see. And then before I knew it, I just saw that, oh my God, I've reached 20 something. Okay, let's keep going from there. We can finish it. Yeah. And that was.
So
I
the aim to visit all the tourist destinations, or just to visit the.
Okay, it was both the tourist destination and the lifestyle. I wanted to feel what it's felt to live somewhere else. I wanted to know. So most times I stayed with people.
Is it people you knew?
Many were strangers. Okay, but I started off with social media.
Please share with our listeners. How did you do that? Okay. Right? Because I was saying, I don't understand.
So initially it was, okay, do you know someone that stays in Kwara State? I'm like, no, I don't know. And then, because I started posting on Instagram, I could easily post on my stories and then, you know, make friends with people on social media. I'm like, oh, I'm in Kwara State. When will you be coming to my city? I'm like, okay, I'm coming. And then, I don't know, I just had a lot of courage to just go, even though I had not met, even though I had not met them, and they were like the best, choices I made to meet strangers off of the internet and just blend with their lifestyle.
Oh my gosh! So when did you finish this quest? It
was a quest. December last year.
Hey, I remember I was just going to the bathroom to ask you to edit. I know that last time I checked, it was 36. No, it was 34. I think it was 34 last time I checked your bio.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Now they say it's 6. Okay. All right, I know you've written like a tour guide book.
Yes, I've written two. One for Ibadan, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what you need to know, places to see, all of that, a tour book for Ibadan. Then I also wrote one for Benin Republic,
okay,
going via the boat and, you know, places to visit and how to get there.
What inspired you to go through that boat to Benin
Republic? Okay, I think the first thing was me not having a passport.
Ah, I thought they caught you.
Yeah, I think that
so
was
you said to be bold enough, yeah, to say, okay,
so a friend
let me
of mine was like, oh, she said I should come to Benin Republic from the internet. So I was like, oh, I don't have a passport. I'm like, no, I can come by the boat. I'm like, oh, nice. And I like waters. I like the boats. I like perfect. So
okay.
I just opted on it.
It's really interesting. So what did you study in school? And is it really
mass communication? Yeah.
It kind of relates.
Yeah, I wanted to be a newscaster.
Really? And you have a very cute voice.
Thank you.
In fact, you should start your own podcast. Invite everybody you've visited in all the states that you went to. Okay, mass communication. Do you have an inside hustle? Because one of the things I know that most of us in tourism space do is that even though we actually are in the tourism thing and we're trying to make our money from it, we also have our other maybe 9 to 5 or other businesses that are not related to tourism.
Right now, I think it's majorly influencing, social media influencing, because I grow my social media, so I create content for people.
As well.
And I post.
How long did it take you to get that?
I started intentionally 2020.
Okay. Do you do any back end ads or stuff, or
no,
organic growth?
I think it was when Reels started, videos. That was when, you know, your videos would just start getting viral, and then it became easier to grow.
I mean, if I do Reel now, I will have like, say, maybe 10 people that will have seen it.
It's you people that
started doing it. I tried that challenge for like 1 month to just do a Reel a day. It was exhausting.
Oh my god, I've done it like twice. Hey, it's very tiring.
You people that are doing it are trying. I say never again. Never. I will now look and see that maybe at the end of the day, only maybe 10 people have seen it. What's all this? So I'm guessing it's those of you who started early using the Reel are the one benefiting from it.
No, I think anybody can benefit. You just have to study it. You have to know what people want to see and then try to align it with what you want to show them.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck to all of you. All right, so let's go to you personally. What are three things that people don't know about you? Three.
Three things. One,
I like this question. With me.
Okay, what do people not know? Okay, I am asthmatic.
You're asthmatic. Oh.
Yes. Mild asthma.
Okay.
Then.
So you don't anywhere that is claustrophobic or something?
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
How did you manage that while
you
were traveling?
Oh my God. I had one attack in someone's house.
Oh,
it was a very small room.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like four girls.
Ew.
So it was like a hostel setting.
Eesh.
It was terrible that night.
But
yeah. what else? I don't know.
What don't you know about you?
I think people know I'm a cat mom.
You like cats? I've not seen cats on your page. I don't think I've seen
not
cats.
Not yet. I'll start.
You started. Do you have a pet cat?
Yes,
now?
I have a cat.
What's his or her name?
His name is Luna.
Oh, hi Luna. Tell him to say we're saying hi.
Okay.
All right, what else?
And then number three. This is tough.
What's something new?
Oh my god.
Should I forgive you?
Yes. Thank you.
All right then. So we're wrapping this up. First, how can people get your tour guide, your tour guide book? Do you still have it available?
Oh, okay, yes, definitely.
And
just,
do you plan to do for
my
other
yes, tour? yes. This year I plan to create more e-guides and e-books just to answer people's questions
about places. So where can they find your
tour guide? Just go to my page, Hey Nike. I have the links in my bio.
Okay. and they can check it out. Heineke, that's
H-E-Y-N-I-K-E-H. Yeah.
There's an H-O.
There's an H factor. Yoruba.
Okay. That's where it came from. All right. So, like I said, as we're wrapping this up, where, what advice would you give people who are actually taking this tourism thing as serious as a business, especially?
Oh, as a business.
What advice? Yes. And of course, also, because I know you, so entered this by accident.
Yeah.
What would your advice, sure, both category,
yeah,
of people?
So I think the major thing for me would be that make sure you're passionate about it.
Say that again.
Make sure you're passionate about it. Please make sure you're passionate about it, because if you're saying, oh, I want fast money, it's not there. It's not there. So make sure you really like it, really enjoy it, because that's what's going to sustain you when like you feel like, nah, this ain't working. So yeah, I think passion over everything. That's
okay, so are you telling both the people that are doing business and those who are exploring?
Yes, both. Because even the one that are just exploring, you need to be passionate about it. Because exploring Nigeria is, for instance, it's not easy.
Yes.
So if you just, you know, stumble on one difficulty, you're like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. So yeah, be passionate about it. So okay, that's then my number one.
Any last words for our listeners?
Also, please try to find out things for yourself, right? There are many negative things you hear on the media. I usually say this, that for every one negative news you hear, there are like 100 positive reviews that nobody's talking about, because good news does not sell. So if there was one accident on Lagos Ibadan Expressway, you know, like 1 million people passed and there was no accident, right? True. But nobody's talking about it. So please try to be objective and don't let your mind be controlled by the fear that the media pushes out. So that's something I would
thank you
say
for that, because that thing you're saying is true. I think that's the reason why we're having problems with promoting Nigeria. All people are seeing outside is the bad news. I imagine people abroad are sending me the bad news or something.
That's what's happening.
I'm like,
exactly.
How did you guys find that? So exactly. Thanks a lot for that. And thanks for being here. I appreciate
Thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you all for listening to us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.